Blog Talk Radio.
Just a moment, because the system started up like 5 minutes early. So thank you to our sponsor, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. You can get CDs on the Reverb Nation or CD Baby. That's Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And Vincent Lynch has all kinds of jazz sounds and tones and tunes that you definitely love. They can put you in a mode and a mood of just enjoying and being free. And then we have www.inspiredjewels, the number 4, you.com, inspiredjewels, the number 4, you.com. Come get your jewelry at that Broad Hair Beauty Bar. All of your care and beauty. I'm telling you, everybody has been loving this new Goddess Braid style that I got on Saturday, and I've had so many compliments from everywhere I go, grocery store to gas station, wherever I am. Thank you, Roz Hair Beauty Bar. Call Roz today and get your appointment scheduled. 459-372. Roz does everything from lock maintenance to relaxers, braids, sew-ins, quick weaves, whatever it is you need, that girl can take care of your lashes, makeup. Gentlemen, she can do everything. If you need your locks twisted, your haircut, she got that too. 404-599-3712, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. We have Apographics. Apographics is your one for your photography and graphics needs. And Apographics will take care of your business, business cards, and so much more. So Apographics will take care of you tonight and take care of any of those graphics that you may have. And you can find them on Facebook. Facebook as APHO, Graphics, G-R-A-F is in Frank, X is in X-ray. We also have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design brings all of your ideas into a reality. They can bring them from that creation and in your mind to a reality. So if you need something from pens, mugs, pencils, T-shirts, Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington will take care of you. And all of our sponsors have business pages on Facebook, so you can look them up. InspiredJewelsForYou.com has a Facebook presence as well as a website. Unique Expression by Design has a Facebook presence as well as a website. But the rest of them, you can look them up on Facebook and check out their pages, and they will be happy to assist you. Thank you again for sowing into this fertile soil. We thank God for you. So, guys, I tell you, tonight's topic is so beautiful because so many people have given their power away. Why? That's a good question. I don't know. Who told them to do that? And then we talked about even tonight with the group, we spoke with those beautiful ladies that are empowered and ready to move forth and forward. We talked about, we've taken on all of this stuff and we've allowed people's opinions to be our reality when it really was never supposed to be. You were never supposed to carry that. So now it's time to get your power back. And so we're going to welcome Tamika Sims to our show tonight as she helps step into your power. So welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Tamika, how are you this evening?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am. You're having technical difficulties. This is going to be a powerful, wonderful show. I give God praise for understanding so that things come as a distraction, but you don't have to let them, you know?
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, Tamika, I want you to introduce yourself to the entire family.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you again. So I'm Tamika L. Sims. I am an author. I've actually written 4 books. My 4th book was published October of 2017, so really excited about my writing journey. I also ventured into helping individuals write books, so I've been an author coach for a little over 4.5 years now, almost 5 years. So I've had the pleasure at this point of helping almost 100 authors to write, release, and publish their story. So it's been an incredible journey. I'm also a speaker. I speak a lot about, you know, overcoming domestic violence as I am a survivor of abuse. I also talk about, you know, entrepreneurship and women, you know, tapping into their power and pursuing their purpose and their passion and being able to profit from their gifts. And I am the creator and founder of the Self-Assured Woman Movement. So very excited about the women that are in there. I'm also a mom. I have a 21-year-old son, and I've been a full-time entrepreneur. I'm moving into my 2nd year. So really excited about our conversation on tonight.
Amen. I tell you, I know we did this a little later tonight. Thank you for joining us and being flexible. I spoke to some women, some powerfully beautiful women. They're in transition. And so we talked about Tosi sales and self-talk, because it has a lot to do with it. So now, as they're listening live to us, now we're going to talk a shift from, you know, listening and that aspect to now tapping into your power. So, Tamika, what does this topic itself mean to you?
So tapping into your power to me means a couple of things. First of all, it means that you have a strong sense of self-awareness. You know exactly who you are as a woman. You know exactly how you show up in the world. You know exactly the purpose that you have been placed on this earth for. But a lot of times we experience a level of personal pain or trauma. And so that prevents us from tapping into our power. So the other aspect of that is that you have to take your pain, you have to take those past experiences, you have to take those broken moments in your life and turn that into your personal power. So it allows you to tap into a greater level of you. It allows you to tap into a deeper level of you. It allows you to tap into areas about yourself that you didn't even know was there. So tapping into your power is really about finding the fuel that you need to ignite the passion that's, you know, oftentimes very deep on the inside of women, because we spend so much of our time taking care of others. But when we learn how to tap into our power, it allows us to put ourselves first, which is really what we should be doing.
Okay. You hit a soft spot, and we talked about that this evening. All of the ladies. Again, we as generally, you generally want to be a nurturer and to nurture everybody else and neglect yourself. And so how are you helping people learn how to be a little selfish? How are you helping them get that mindset?
So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm making sure every day that I'm showing up authentically as myself, right? And I know we hear that word a lot. You know, you got to show up, you got to be visible, you got to be authentic. Like, those words are tossed around so much these days. But what that really means is that every day I'm inviting you into my world. I want you to see not just the highs, because we will celebrate the highs all day long, but I also want you to experience my lows with me so that you'll see how I'm able to continue to do the things that I do, all the while managing, you know, some of the personal things that I may be experiencing. So I think it's definitely about us showing up and giving people the whole of who we are, and not continuing to be so fragmented, or not thinking that we have to hold ourselves back because people can't really handle us at that level. But it's really about letting people see who you are. And that allows people to build a greater connection with us. It allows them to acknowledge that we're real and that we're human, you know what I mean? And just because we have a public platform or a great brand or whatever the case may be, it does not mean that we're not experiencing our own trials. It just means that we've learned the power of pushing through, and we've learned how to manage even those most difficult days. Are you there? Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Tamika?
Yes.
Tamika?
Yes.
I apologize, girl. I was telling you, this is going to be a powerful show, because when I tell you,
since
I last, you heard my voice last, I have dropped 3 times. So when I tell you, this is going to be a powerful show. The enemy ain't nothing but mad, and guess what? We're going to make him even madder, because we're going to do what we don't want to do, and we're going to go for it. Okay.
I know that's right. I'm ready.
Amen. Now, so there are so many people that are allowing life circumstances and situations to hold them hostage. And so, you know, one of the things that we talked about that this evening, even earlier, we talked about allowing your past to hold you hostage and captive so you can't move forward to your future. And so do you have people, as you're, you know, speaking and going to different engagements, do you have people that they come to you with that a lot, or what has been your experience in that aspect, the hindrance that's keeping them down?
I do. You know, at the end of the day, and this may be a little sort of going against the grain here, I know that sometimes when we are faced with difficult challenges and situations, and I'm certainly not exempt from this way of thinking, is that we tend to look for someone to blame. We want to look for the cause of the problem. We want to look for, you know, what's the root of this issue or whatever, you know. But sometimes the trials and the storms and the personal and the past pain, things like that, come to our life because they are equipping us for something. It's causing us to be pushed into our next level. It's causing us to move into our birthing season. And so there's not necessarily going to be a reason why, you know what I mean? And sometimes I don't even know if we deserve a reason why from the experiences that we go through. We just know that life is not always going to be kind to us. But again, we have to learn how to tap into our resilience. We have to learn how to, you know, find the mental toughness and just the sheer will to want to be able to make it through the day. You know, I think as women, a lot of what we do is we want to plan 3 months out, 6 months out, a year out, but sometimes you just need strength to make it through the day. And if we take it from that perspective, like, the challenges don't seem so overwhelming. So I'm just a big believer in women just tapping into themselves. You know, we have so much on the inside of us that equips us to be able to move through these challenges, but, you know, it gets put on the back burner. But if we learn how to tap more into that, it allows us to push through in spite of the many things that we may be facing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, we talked about even that girl. When I tell you, you're confirming so much we discussed tonight. We talked about the many things, the different facets of life that try to keep you, you know, just held in that place. Mm-hmm. And so even sometimes your current situations, but like you said, getting past that mental portion, because it starts in the mind, understanding that your mental capacity is just, you know, getting beyond what you currently see, intentionally, being intentional about what you're seeing, and that seeing it intentionally, getting out of that. You know, maybe you don't know how you're going to get to the end result, but until you see the end result before you see.
And right? You know what? I'm so glad that you said that, because, you know, it is mental. It is our mindset. Many of the battles that we face in life are rooted in our mind. Right, because that's where oftentimes where we are challenged the most, because, you know, it's our mind and sometimes our that internal voice that's speaking to us, oh, you're not going to make it through this. Oh, you know, you can say your affirmations or whatever the case may be, but that's not going to help you, not with this situation. It may have helped you with the last situation, but it's not going to help you with this one. And then the other danger that I find is we don't spend enough time in ourselves with ourselves. We don't spend enough time in silence and solitude listening to our own voice, so that our own voice becomes louder than the voice that is plaguing our minds. Our own voice is speaking to us saying, girl, you can move through this. You can make it through this. You are going to get back to the place that we were, that you were. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be better. You're going to be more powerful. You're going to have more grace, more freedom, you know, more love. You're going to have all of that. But we can't listen to our voice if we never sat in silence to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So it does start in the mind, because our voice should always be the strongest thing plaguing in our minds, not what our friends say, not what our families say, not what the people around us have to say. It's about us. It's about me saying to me, or Tamika saying to Tamika, you are going to absolutely be fine. You're just going to have to push through this moment.
Yes. Yes, I'm trying to capture this in the event itself. yes, my goodness, this is so good. Because, you know, one of the things, one of my cousins is a licensed therapist, and she'll actually be getting her doctorate when she completes the dissertation. But one of the things she said was, when I was asking her, what kind of icebreaker should I do when I go to empower the women? And she told me, she said, talk about, you know, the things that they've carried, some of the weights that they've carried that they really didn't give to God, some of the things that's been said to them because they've been carrying them. And then place some heavy things in a bag as you talk about those things. And then have them tell them and see how heavy that is. Who told you to carry that? I was like, oh, my God, and that was a perfect icebreaker. Have you ever tried that particular one?
I have not, but I do. I understand the reference. You know, it's powerful when we have a visual. You know, we sing the Erykah Badu song "Bag Lady," like, or I've sung it before. but it's powerful when you can actually see a visual in front of you and how much that weight weighs you down. But the weight doesn't necessarily have to weigh you down. The weight could be the thing that propels you, but again, it's all about your mindset and the perception of where you are and understanding really the season that you're in. Right? Just think about a bow and arrow. A bow has to be stretched all the way back before that arrow can come forth. Right, and so sometimes that stretching is that weight. It's pulling you all the way back. So when that right moment comes, you can propel for it and go after the bullseye that you're supposed to hit. So sometimes the weight is not always a bad thing, but it's in how you carry it, right? It's in how you carry it, and it's also in your perception. It's also in you understanding, oh, well, this weight is not designed to weigh me down. This is the weight that I need so that I can be pushed forward.
How are you perceiving it? I love that. How are you perceiving it, and how are you carrying your weight? Ooh, girl, you said a mouthful. I'm trying to type all this.
No, you are fine. Yeah. You are fine. It's just, you know, and it's mindset. Everything is mindset. Everything is mindset. Our minds are so powerful. It'll talk us into a thing. It'll talk us out of a thing, you know. And so, you know, it's so powerful. So, again, you know, we're talking about tapping into the power of who we are. We got to realize that there's going to be some weight, some heavy weight, some negative weight that we got to get rid of. But then there's also going to be some powerful weight that we're going to have while we're in the weight, W-A-I-T, so that we can move into our next season.
Love it.
So it's like you need weight for the weight, but in a good way. You need weight for the weight in a good way.
Right, right. So what would you say to that person who is in transition, they're starting over, and they are trying to tap into their power again because, you know, they're starting over. So what would you say to that person?
I would say to them what I said to myself when I was coming out of my abusive relationship, and that is rock bottom is really a good place to be, right? We talk about the proverbial rock bottom. We talk about how that looks, how we get there, and sort of the process that takes us to that place. But rock bottom is really where you want to be because it's where the slate is clean. Everything is empty. You can literally rebuild your life into whatever it is that you want it to be because you have the power. Whatever power you gave to whomever, right, whatever level of access you had granted to whomever, you don't have to have those same experiences, those same people around you anymore. You can start from rock bottom. You can start from ground zero, and you can rebuild your life. But it's all up to you. It's all up to you. It's nobody else's responsibility to live the life that you want to live except for you.
I agree. I agree. I agree. You know, and I never heard it put like that, rock bottom is a perfect place to be because you got a clean slate. I never heard it put like that, you know, because many times people look at it as the other way around.
Mm-hmm. The mindset, again, that's the mindset. And that's what we've been taught. I mean, we've always been taught that rock bottom is a bad place. But rock bottom was the place where I found myself again, right? It's the place where I was able to pick up whatever the pieces were left of my life, and I grabbed this power to choose. I chose what I wanted to do every single day from that moment on, and I have not looked back since. Rock bottom allowed me to connect with myself again. It allowed me to connect with my heart again. It allowed me to connect with my purpose again. And it just gave me this freedom, this newfound freedom that I didn't have before because I knew that whatever I wanted to do was all up to me. It was all up to me. I didn't have to look to anyone else for permission. You know, sometimes we're looking to other people for permission to live the lives that we know that we've been called to lead. We don't have to do that. That power is in us. If it makes you happy, if it's not hurting anybody, like my mama would say, you know, if it makes you happy, if it's not hurting anybody, if it's not creating, you know, or committing a crime, like you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
We have the ability to create the life that we want to lead.
Now, you talked about self-talk a moment ago. And, you know, listening to yourself and being in that silence to get to know you again. What about loving yourself, self-love?
That's so important. That's so important. See, that's one of those things also that we aren't taught properly how to care for ourselves. As a matter of fact, in my women's community last week, our tagline for the week was Handle with Care. And one of the things that I challenged the women to do was to commit every day for 7 days to one self-care activity. And not many of them participated for one reason or another because we just don't, women, we just don't do a very good job of that, right? So we have to learn how to, I think a part of self-love is self-care. A part of self-love is self-talk. A part of self-love is that belief in ourselves, in who we are and our purpose and our gifts and how we show up into the world. But it's not something that we're taught. It's something that I believe that we have to learn. And we learn that through the different experiences that happen in our lives. We know what we will and will not tolerate in relationships. We know what deal breakers are for us. We know, you know, the power of our own voice, and we know, you know, the necessary steps that we need to take. See, that's all a part of self-love. It's a huge, multifaceted sort of area of our life, but it's just so important. And if we don't practice that on a daily basis, then anyone can come along and tell us who we are. They can tell us our value. They can give us, you know, they can pronounce to us our worth because we don't have a healthy level of self-love. But we have to learn how to start putting ourselves first. We have to learn how to start protecting. We have to learn how to start protecting ourselves first. We have to learn how to lift ourselves first and to nurture ourselves first, so that we can be good for our families and our children, and you know, our purpose and the other activities that we have going on a daily basis. But the root of that is self love.
You know, one of the things that I like to say, especially when we're talking on this type of subject, I say this: if you don't know who you are, then the person will come along. They can tell you anything and take you anywhere. So if you don't know who you are and where you're going, they can tell you anything and take you anywhere. You know,
right.
And you know, that's woman or man, because you can have some men get caught up in that because they don't know, you know, their worth or their value, and they allow, you know, the woman who sees their heart and just try to use them, you know.
Absolutely. And it's not only that they give us our worth and our value, but we start to take on their mentality. We start to say, well, you know what? Maybe I'm not worthy of this that I desire. You know, we start to say, well, maybe I'm not smart enough. You know, because if the person that's supposed to love me and care for me tells me every day, oh, you're not worthy of this. Like, what's wrong with you? What makes you think that you're better? You know what I'm saying? It starts to plague our minds over and over and over again, and then we become reprogrammed to believing what this individual says about us versus what we know to be true. Right? We know what's true about ourselves, but we allow ourselves, again, to be reprogrammed based on what somebody else says. And I meet so many women like that who have, and I was one of those women who allowed someone to come along and say, oh, you're not smart enough. You know, no one's ever going to listen to anything that you have to say. You're never going to be able to manage your finances well. And if you hear that over and over again throughout the weeks, months, and years, eventually that changes your way of thinking. And eventually you become that person. You start to say those negative things about yourself.
Wow. I tell you, I'm actually getting some communication that a couple of people can't hear us. So I'm trying to figure out what is going on because they can hear us. Can you guys hear us now? If you're on Facebook and you're actually able to chat, or you're actually on the event page, posting if you all can still hear us. I tell you, girl, because y'all don't need to miss any of this at all.
When the conversations are so powerful, technology just wants to go crazy.
Right.
So we're
That is so true. And, you know, one of the things that I truly love is when you understand and you shift your mindset to the understanding that you are worthy, and you take your power back, you take your control back. You know, when you have that aha moment, how do you tend to help people get to the aha moment?
I think one of the things that I'm really good at, and this is something that I've recently developed, so now I don't want to come off as some sort of expert in this. But what I've recently developed is being able to remind people of what's true about them. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we find ourselves in a low place where I just need to hear somebody else say it. I just need to hear somebody else say that you are strong, that you are powerful, that you are going to make it, that you're beautiful and you're smart and you're all of those things, right? Sometimes you just need to hear somebody else's voice to say that. And so I found myself a little bit more, especially through Facebook Messenger or text message, where someone will say, I just need you to tell me what's true. You know, and if a sister comes to you and she says to you, I need you to tell me what's true, then you need to, in that moment, remind her of who she is, not, you know, understanding that she's at a low place. She doesn't need you to brush her off. You need to make time for her right then so that you can remind her of what's true about her, because you don't know. You know, there's so much that's happening in our world. so many crimes being committed, so many people being diagnosed with depression and other issues that are impacting our mental health. We have to make ourselves available to each other. So I've been doing that. I've had people to say, do you have a minute right now? I'll say, yes, I do, no matter how busy I am. I can give you 60 seconds of my time to remind you of what's true.
Mm-hmm. I love that, reminding you of what's true. Because anything that's not lining up with the word is a facade and a lie anyway.
Right. You know? That's exactly right. And we have to bring, and the thing about it is, you know, there's a lot of conversation around the word alignment and people getting to alignment with the divine destiny and assignment on their lives, and all of that's true. But the other thing is that there are some things that we need to come out of alignment with. There are some words that we need to no longer say anymore. We need to come out of alignment with. There's some habits and behaviors and attitudes that we need to come out of alignment with. In order for us to realign, you got to unalign yourself with some stuff that you know that's not true. So if that means that you got to constantly reaffirm another sister until she gets herself the way she needs to be, then that's the work that's required of us. You know, we want to talk about the work. We talk about the work all the time, but we don't want to do the work. we don't want to avail ourselves to the work, but sometimes it's just a 60-second, here is who you are conversation, and that's all she needs to go on about her journey.
That is so powerful. That is really powerful. And, you know, I like that that seven-day thing that you gave them, because what I told the people today was find your place of peace. Find your place of peace. And when you find your place of peace, now to once a week doing that thing that keeps you peaceful, is it going to the park and just being there for 30 minutes, whatever it is, find that place of peace, whatever makes you peaceful. Is it getting in your word with nobody else around you, whatever it is. I mean, you know, some people are the bathtub girls, you know, whatever it is that gives you your place of peace. And you find that place of peace, and you stay there in that place. You deserve it. And I told them, I said, you're worthy of this.
Absolutely. And, you know, it could be something as simple as you standing completely still and taking three deep breaths. Like, you may not be able to, you know, go get a pedicure, or you can't afford a spa day at the moment, but you can pause for 5 seconds and take three deep breaths. And sometimes you just need to press the reset button. Sometimes you just need to just stand still. Don't do anything else. Just stand still and press the reset button. Maybe that's your only self-care moment for today, but the point is for us to do something. The point is for us really to do something. I just know that when we're caught up with life, we don't breathe. You know, of course we breathe to stay alive, but we don't breathe. We don't allow our lungs to fully inflate and breathe. You know what I'm saying? And we don't do that enough. We don't pause enough so we can just fill ourselves up with air and release it and press the reset button and then get back to it. It's something as simple as that.
Right. I love that. Pressing that reset button. Love it. Absolutely love it. And you know, one of the things we also spoke about tonight is being intentional. Intentional about your words, intentional about, you know, what you're doing. What would you say as far as tapping into your power? Would you say that that's important, being intentional?
Absolutely. Intentional just simply means what's the intent behind it, right? What's the intent? What's the intent behind you speaking positively about yourself? You'll have a higher self-esteem. You'll have a higher self-confidence. You'll have a higher sense of who you are. That's the intent. What's the intent behind you putting yourself first? Is that you'll have a deeper level of self-love. You'll have a deeper level of self-awareness. See, it all goes hand in hand. But you're right. Intention is about the action. You know, it's one thing to think it and to say it. It's another thing to actually engage yourself in that particular action over and over and over again until literally it becomes your constitution. It becomes the way that you manage yourself and handle yourself, and it becomes your way to be. But we have to be intentional about that. We have to be intentional. So if it's going mm-hmm. to be every week on Monday from 5 to 6 p.m., then you know to block your calendar off every week on Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. because mm-hmm. that's your self-care moment. We got to learn how to place ourselves
right.
back on our to-do list. We got to learn how to place ourselves
right.
at the top of the task. Nothing else gets done if you're mm-hmm. not healthy in and of yourself. And we got to realize that more. And I believe that that conversation is changing where we do, but we still have more work to do in that area. Women are still putting themselves on the back burner at astronomical levels and rates that it's just not healthy for them. And we have got to do a better job of taking care of ourselves.
Amen.
And being intentional with that.
That is so true. You know, I love that when I think of being intentional, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm intentionally seeing the result. I'm intentionally being intentional about my words and speaking nothing but positive
yeah.
over my life and concerning my life. Even with my thoughts, I'm being intentional with, you know, my thoughts being positive and purposeful. And so
right.
I think that that would also help a person who is around negative people, and then also be intentional about who you're surrounding yourself with, because you can't
yes.
be with these negative people until you're going to come up in your mindset.
Right, and you said something just now. You said being positive and purposeful, and I think that the one comment
mm-hmm.
that I want to make there is we also got to not waste our words. Don't waste your words,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you're going to
mm-hmm.
be intentional about the things that you say, be purposeful about the things that you say. Don't just waste your words. Don't just speak empty thoughts. Don't just say something with no belief behind it. Like, be very careful about the things that escape your mouth and the thoughts that escape your mind. You have to be purposeful with
mm-hmm.
every single thing, because words,
mm-hmm.
thoughts have so much power. They have so much power.
Mm-hmm.
We can literally frame our world by the things that we say. We can shape our destinies
mm-hmm.
by the thoughts that we think and the things that we allow to enter into our mind. So we have to be very purposeful
mm-hmm.
and intentional, right? We can't waste our words on frivolous things. We have to get back
mm-hmm.
to keeping the main thing the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Man, man. So you're a four-time author. What
mm-hmm.
what types of books have you written?
So my first book was my experience in my abusive relationship. So that's more autobiographical in context. It gave, you know, my abuser was a licensed and ordained deacon in the church. So it really talks about domestic violence and how it impacts the faith community and how victims are sometimes, well, not sometimes, how victims are silenced in households of faith. So it does a really good job of that. My next book was actually fiction. I actually wanted to try my hand at a fiction, sort of a love story, which was different for me, really kind of stepped outside of the box. Because I am more of a nonfiction writer, I believe that life just gives us so much to share. My next book was an ebook, so it was more business. It was about teaching entrepreneurs and coaches and thought leaders how to create magnetic communities and how to really engage and nurture and build their audience. And then my final book was actually an anthology where I was able to publish the stories of 8 women who were detailing their journey to self-assurance.
Oh, love it, love it. Now, you are on social media. How do they follow you? How do they connect with you and follow you?
Thank you. So, they can visit my website, which is inkpendiva.com. They can visit my website. My personal Instagram and my Facebook is Tamika Sims. And my Instagram, and I also have an Ink Pen Diva Facebook page. My Instagram is Get Right with Tamika. So I do a lot of writing tips there. That profile is more devoted to authors and people who aspire to be authors, and also share some business tips on that page as well for those who aspire to be entrepreneurs. So that page is more more of my sort of professional branding page. But if they want to connect to the crazy light side of me, my personal handle is just Tamika L. Sims, and they can find me on Facebook as well.
Okay. All right. Facebook and Instagram, and then your website
mm-hmm.
is inkpendiva.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and what else do you want to leave with the listeners before we open up the lines for any possible questions and comments?
I think the one question that I think, the one statement that I always like to leave with women, and really anyone that's listening, is that you really have to love yourself enough to go for it. Like, whatever that means, whatever that looks like for your life, you have to first of all love yourself enough, love yourself first, and then go for it.
I love it. I love it. Because many times they neglect, they empower everybody else and neglect themselves. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
We're going to open up the phone line for questions.
Okay.
So, guys, if you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and you can have leave any questions or comments at this time for Tamika or myself. Press option 1 on 929-477-2178. We've had a great talk about tapping into your power. I mean, it's time for you to walk in a thing that God has called you to. All right, Tamika, we got a caller, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have joining us tonight?
Hey, good evening, Aaliyah. This is Wakinda.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Okay.
How do you have a question or comment tonight?
Actually, I have a comment. As I was listening to you talking, and one of the things that I thought about, because you were talking about the mind and talking about our thoughts, and it really made me think about our Apostle Zoe, how she told us many months ago, she said, what is your ruling thought? And so what is that thing that
mm-hmm.
continues to go on and on? And she said, think about what you're thinking about. That's what she told
right.
us to do. Really
mm-hmm.
say,
mm-hmm.
hey, what are these thoughts? And are they lining up? I mean, ultimately, are they lining up with the word of God? Are they lining up with what God has said concerning me, even concerning this situation? So that really excited me because we've been talking about that. Even I was talking to some young adults even last night about that very thing. And then another thing that excited me, you were talking about the different, well, I'll say it this way. You talked about the different types of weight.
Oh, yeah.
And as you were talking about it, though, it was what happened was I got a visual. So as you were talking about it, I got a visual of the good way, and what I saw was a catapult. I saw a catapult.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I began to look it up, and you know how they used to have this thing called pumpkin, you know, pumpkin chunking. And that's
right.
what I saw. I saw a catapult, or there's this other thing, some other things similar to a catapult that they would use to throw these pumpkins. And so I began to look it up. And when I looked it up, it was talking about some different catapults. But one of the catapults, if I try to pronounce it, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong. But it said, it talked about, it described how it was made. But then it said it allowed a heavy counterweight at the opposite, at the short opposite of the end of the arm to drop and swing the long end upward through a vertical arc. And so you were talking about the positive weight. And so we know the negative weight, but you talked about the positive weight, and I automatically got a visual of this. And I said, oh, my gosh. And so that positive weight, you said, is to, and I'm not sure if this is the word you used, to propel you, you know? And so I said, oh, my gosh. And so that's exactly what it's like. There was a visual of a catapult. And so that positive weight, that force being used just to catapult you and to propel you to your purpose and to your destiny. And so that really excited me. And I've just been sitting here listening to y'all, and the whole time I'm just like, ooh, 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 this is really good. So appreciate the dialogue. I do. And I bless God for it.
Thank you so much.
But thank you for joining us tonight and sharing, because it's so funny. As she was talking about that, I saw a catapult as well. And I tell you, it's like, wow. So I praise God that that you did share, because it's so God. It's so God. And so it's so
Yeah, and you know,
time. for people to
and
realize
the other thing
the
is,
hour that we're in.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is that there is just some weight that we're meant to carry. You know what I'm saying? There's just going to be some weight that you're meant to carry, whether that's people, right? Whether that's an experience, whether that's a situation. There's just some weight that you're meant to carry, but it's not designed to drag you down. I think about my women's movement has over 1,600 women in there. I carry the weight of 1,600 women, but that weight doesn't weigh me down. That's the weight that I need to continue to, that lets me know that I'm in alignment with my destiny. It lets me know that there are women who are in my womb, in my sacred space, that I'm going to have to carry. They're a part of my birthing. They're a part of my journey. So that weight doesn't weigh me down. It's what I need so that I can get closer and closer to the level that God has called me to. Right, so there's going to be some weight that you need that you're going to have to carry, but not in a negative way, right? In
not
a way
in
that you're like, wow, I got 1,600 women who are depending on me every day to show up. That's a blessing. You know what I mean? And so it's not heavy. It's not a burden.
No,
right?
It's not
none
a burden.
Of those things. It's the catapult. You know what I'm saying?
It's
that thing that we need. That says, oh, girl, you got this. You can just get right on back in the game. Oh, this weight, oh, this is nothing. That's the weight is the anchor. It lets you know that you're solid and that your feet are placed on a sturdy ground that you can stand, right, that you can stand until such time that God is ready to take you higher. But until then, you stand right here flat-footed, rooted, and grounded because you have this weight. That's holding you down, that's holding you up, that's building you up, that's essentially lifting you, even if it doesn't seem that way.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you sharing tonight with Kendra because you opened up some more for us.
Not some more. Thank you.
Not some more, some more.
Right.
That's the South Carolina coming out of me, girl. The South Carolina coming out of me, girl.
That's
But thank you again for joining us tonight and sharing.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Guys, if you have a question or comment, we have the lines open. If you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in to participate in the conversation. The number is 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you have a question, a comment, anything we've talked about thus far, how it, you know, made you feel, what it made you, you know, what were you thinking. Like what Kevin just shared with us, that she actually had a vision, and she shared that vision. And what was funny was I actually saw the same vision, but I did not share that I saw the same vision. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, she saw what I saw. So I'm like, wow. But, you know, God is so faithful, and it's truly time and the hour that we're in to tap into the power and understand, like you said, you're not carrying the burden of those 1,600 women. You're actually using that to
weight
to propel you even higher in the place of where he's called you to be. And
that's
so it's what's your perception of it? You know, how do you perceive it? So,
because you can't, you know, at the end of the day, you can't. Yeah, and you can't get rid of it. I mean, you can't get rid of it. It's the weight that you're designed to carry. And here's the thing: what's unique to us can't nobody else carry. You can't carry my weight for me, right? And I can't carry your weight for you because it's designed for us as individuals. It's a part of our purpose and who we are. So I'm not trying to give you my weight. I'm not trying to give you my weight because I understand what my weight is. And it's the same for you. You're not trying to give me your weight because you understand what your weight is. But it's about our perception.
Right. Amen. Exactly. It's about perception. Totally about perception. I'm telling you, what's the name of the movement that you have again?
It's Self-Assured Woman.
Self-Assured Woman.
Self-assured
yes,
woman.
Yes, and yes. Yes. You know, I'm loving it because so many times people allow circumstances and situations to tell them who they are. And it's like, okay, that happened, and we're not negating that it didn't happen. But turn that pain into your passion and help
somebody else.
And we even, when I tell you all in my message this evening, I truly enjoy speaking to the women. And, you know, to see some people come in like, oh, Lord, what this lady going to be talking about? And is she going to be boring? But I am so a cheerleader for everybody because I want to see the best in you. That's a purpose midwife in me. This is
absolutely
because you're pregnant with this purpose, and there's somebody else waiting on you. They're waiting on you to help them through it, to pull their arm up and pull their hand, you know, up. And so I tell you, God is so faithful, and it's beautiful. It is truly, truly beautiful. Guys, one last opportunity to dial one on the number of 929-477-2178. If you have a question or comment, we welcome your question or comment, or this is your last call for question or comments. Is there anything else that you can think of, Tamika, that you want to share that, you know, sometimes it escapes you at that time, but it came back to you? Is there anything else that came back to you that you want to share concerning tapping into your power?
I think just making sure that, you know, we are more intentional about doing that, understanding that we are in and of ourselves powerful forces. We are powerful beings that have been created for a specific purpose that God has. I like to tell men that God put the best parts of himself inside of women. Because we're the more loving side, the more nurturing side. You know what I'm saying? I feel like women are just just God's heart. We just have it. And so this understanding and recognizing who you are, like going to the scriptures and specifically pulling out who God has said that you are the apple of his eye, that he is the lifter of your head, like this, and reciting that over and over again until it gets into your spirit, until then you start to hear your own voice say it. In the moments where you can't even utter a word, your voice and your spirit speaks up for you. But the only way that it's able to do that is if you continue to ingest the things that God says about you, because that is the absolute truth. Regardless of what anybody else says or has said, God's word is the absolute truth, and that's what we have to hold on to.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly. Well, I wanted you to tell the listeners one more time how they can follow you, how they can purchase your book, things of that nature.
Very good. Thank you. So, again, my website is www.inkpendiva.com. You can follow me there to learn more about me, read my bio, look at all the services that I offer and how I support authors in their journeys. Of course, my social media, Facebook and Instagram, is Tamika Sims. You can also follow my Facebook business page by liking Ink Pen Diva, or you can give us a follow on Instagram at Get Right With Tamika, and Wright is spelled W-R-I-T-E. And, of course, all of my books are available on Amazon.com, and some are available on BarnesandNoble.com. So you can just do a search for my name, and they should come up. I didn't give out the titles, but you can certainly, you know, check out my works on those on your favorite, you know, website.
All right. Well, we thank you so much tonight for sharing.
Thank you.
Coming and
this
sharing
has been wonderful.
With us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We have truly enjoyed it and had a good time with you tonight. And you have truly given some powerful nuggets to each and every one of us. And for those of you who are listening and you're on the, you are part of the event page, I've tried to post some of those nuggets that I captured. Tamika, if you remember anything that I didn't capture, feel free to go up there and share those things.
Absolutely.
So that's, a lot of times, those things are the reminders to people when they can go back and look at this. Or for those who missed it live, they'll be able to listen to the recording in about 5 minutes. It'll be available. But there's something they can go back to and say, you know what? She said to be intentional and purposeful about my thoughts and my words. She said, don't waste your words. She said, you know what I'm saying? Something that serves as a reminder, just like a reminder to the ladies of who they are. Okay, what else did she say that's going to help me remind me of that, you know? And so feel free to go out there and share that. And thank you again for joining us tonight on Fire and Inspire. And we'd love to have you back.
I would love to be back. Just let me know. I am so there.
Okay.
I am so there.
Amen, amen. All right. Well, thank you again for joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
Very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right, guys, if you missed any of this powerful interview, Tapping Into Your Purpose with Tamika Sims, make sure, guys, that you don't miss the recording. You got to go back and listen to it because she gave us some great, powerful nuggets to remind you of some things, because there's purpose in everything that you've been through. There's purpose in every part of you, and there's so much in you that still needs to be birthed. And so here I am, the Purpose Midwife, continuing to remind you, push, because it's time to birth these babies. Somebody's waiting on you, and they're waiting for you to get an alignment and positioning to do what you need to do so that they can come up. You're holding them hostage. So come on and do what you got to do. It's time to birth these babies, birth these purposes and these passions, and fulfill the thing that God has called you to do here on the earth. I tell you, I'm so excited. Guys, we were later tonight because I did have to go and do a speaking engagement with some wonderful women in transition. And I tell you, they were so empowered. They empowered me with their empower, with, you know, the life and the light that I saw in their eyes before I left. I just love God, and I love what I do. And so if y'all know any organizations or women's or men's group, I don't speak just to women. I speak to everybody. And so if y'all know anybody that want me to come out and talk about pretty much everything, tonight's topic was healthy self-esteem. I actually went to that transition home about 9 or 10 months ago, talking about bullying and in the capacity of schools, but also bullying and what they've experienced as adults. Whatever the topic is, hey, just let me know what it is, and we can go from there, because, honey, there's already always a word from my Father that I go seek His word and say, okay, Father, show me what you want me to talk about. So you can email me at onfridayinspire@gmail.com and let me know about, you know, speaking engagements such as that. Don't forget, we have the books on Amazon and Kindle. We have On Fire to Inspire the book. It's available in ebook and paperback. Also, if you want to be a sponsor for the show sponsorship is $25 for the entire month, and we highlight your business, product, or service, and then we share it with our online presence. And what else am I forgetting to tell you guys? Affirmations, declarations, prayers, affirmations, and declarations ebook is still available on Kindle, and that book is $2.99 out there. And so this would be perfect for those who are trying to tap into your power. Affirmations reminding you who you are. I am an overcomer. I'm not just a survivor. Shake that. Get that off. You're not a survivor. You're a thriver and an overcomer. You've overcome these things because God has created you to be victorious. And it is a finished work. Understand it. Shift your mindset to understand and line up with that. So we will be back next week, our regular time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I tell you, you're going to be excited. And I'm not even going to tell you the topic. Just make sure you come in. 8 p.m. Come on in, 929-477-2178 or blogtalkradio.com/onfireandinspire. But guys, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next week. I am Aaliyah Butler, your Purpose Midwife, who is On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and we'll be back next week. Have a blessed, productive, and powerful week.